Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from New York City, and we'll be for the rest of the show. You'll be glad to know that. So if it sounds different, it's because I'm on the road. Sometimes it does, and because it sounds different, because it is different. But what one thing that's not, well, he's a little bit different. Actually, he's maybe a lot different, and that's one of the things we like about him. Jeff Zabar is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years as a Brain Trust member. He is the chief home officer. He's the guy we look to when we're trying to get some information for the micro businesses, the folks who have no employees or just maybe one or two employees. And he's our good friend, Jeff Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, even when you're in New York City.
It's good to have you. Good to have you back, Jeff. And folks, Jeff is the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, safe at home, and teleworking and telecommuting, et cetera, et cetera. You can find his website at home officer, chiefhomeofficer.com, right, Jeff?
That's me.
There you go. Hey, Jeff, what you got on your mind today?
Well, you know what? Year end's coming up. I know everyone's thinking about eggnog right about now. But there's a, you know, it's a great time to think about a few other things, too. Even when you're, you know, having a little eggnog and vibing a little and thinking about, you know, it gets the creative juices flowing. But, you know, it's a great time to be thinking about next year and how to close out this year and how to hit the next year running. And we often don't spend a lot of time planning for the year ahead. We might think about next week. We might think about the next project. We might think about the next payroll. But we don't think, you know, sort of get that vision thing, as they used to say, and really think about what tomorrow holds and how we can really affect it and put it into play for our small businesses.
Now, everything you said is true except for retailers. Right now, retailers are saying, are you kidding me? I have got nothing on my mind. I'm not going to think anything about anything except between now and the 31st. I've got to make my year right now. Next year can take care of itself. That's what retailers are saying.
Well, I think that's true, and I think that maybe the clock is a little different for a retailer, but they still have to be thinking, or at least have the goggles on in order to see what tomorrow may hold and what next year may have. You know, what's selling hot, what's not, what's on an upward trend for this season.
I was in a friend of mine has a jewelry store, and I was in his store the other day, and I said, how's it going? He said, I got 10 days to make my year.
Right. And that's how it is. And he's like, don't bother me now. Call me on the 1st or call me next year, you know.
But if you're not a retailer, or if you are and you actually – maybe you got your year made, congratulations. Let's see what Jeff has to say. What should we start with, Jeff?
Well, I think there's a number of things. And I think there's, you know, obviously year-end tax planning tips. I just posted to chiefhomeofficer.com and onto my Facebook a report and an essay from a woman, June Walker, who's a tax guide, an online tax, a small business and independent business tax guide, talking about some of the things that are out there. And we're not going to go through line by line what she said, but there's just a lot of money and a lot of opportunity that came around from the Small Business Jobs Act of 2010, which can really help small business. And I think that you need to, as she said, it's not about independent businesses all of a sudden becoming bean counters and tax heads. You know, you need to have your numbers in order. But you need to know enough to go to your accountant and say, okay, this Small Business Jobs Act came online. I think there's some benefits for me for whether I buy a vehicle for my business, whether I have to keep records related to cell phone usage, whether there's loans and money available for me, how much can I depreciate or deduct based on small business and equipment expenses.
What's the one thing that jumped off the page at you that was you said, wow, this is going to be good for people?
Well, I think there's a number of things. I mean, I think in sum, they really help small business. And I think it gets glossed over. And the politics of it all, it often gets glossed over. But, for example, you purchase an auto for business use, the deduction increased threefold from $3,000 to over $11,000. So, I mean, that's a big That's a big chunk of change.
You talk about the initial the ability to expense that year one, as opposed to
from what I understand. Yes, from what I understand, that's the case.
Now, is that any business vehicle?
I'm not sure about the net, and that's where she gets back. And one of the things she closes out by saying is, mind that these are just tips for you to take to your accountant. So Jim and Jeff are not tax advisors, but June is. So you can go to my website, again, Chief Home Officer, and take a read of that.
Right.
There are new rules for IRA rollovers to Roth. There's some new expensing for example, your some of the savings you can take. And these are all for businesses, as she said, you know, $50 million a year or less. And I reckon that touches
50 million a year or less. That gets me. That covers me.
Yeah, I'm right up near there, but I fall just below. So it's how do you say it? That there's a line you use along those lines.
Something below 50 million.
Something under 50 million. Exactly.
Right.
So, but I think that's just one thing to keep in mind. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, it opens the door, for example, to when you can expense more out. To start a small business or to run your business or to buy equipment for your business, it opens the door. You know, I've been holding off buying that new printer so that I can run my graphics business a little bit better.
Right.
Maybe now's the time to do it, you know, to make that expense.
There are two things there to remember. Number one, if you need the printer. Number two, if you can afford it. Number three, don't get too excited. I mean, I agree with you about the tax deductions. You know, we're doing that ourselves with our own company, Jeff. But you also have to remember that it only really helps you to any great degree if you're making a profit, if you're actually going to pay taxes.
Right. So absolutely.
Nobody's in the 100% tax bracket either. So you have to – and this is why your advice in the beginning is spot on. And that's just – folks, just be aware that there are things out there that are new, that are different, that have changed. And go see if you go to your tax advisor and say, you know, what's going on? Tell me how we're going to apply this to my particular circumstances.
That's absolutely true. And it's really important that this is not something you should. I mean, obviously, these are things that to me and maybe to you and to some others, you know, listening out there might have said, oh, I did not realize this. The key is to keep your sort of the vision going all year long, so you know how this is. You don't want to, you know, come into the last 2 months, two weeks of the year and say, oh, I got to spend a lot of money so I can, you know, cut my taxes. I mean, if you needed something early on, you know, you could have made that expense. Just know
how you're going to make
expenses for your business.
Let me wrap up for the segment, but I want to point out something, folks. Remember that these things that you're just talking about, accelerated expensing, if you put the equipment in service this year, you get the deduction even if you don't pay for it or pay for part of it next year, even if you put it on payment. So check that out. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.